amazing why. Yes, I'm bad. Amazing why.
She's back! Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. An earful of liberty.
What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of pens and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God!
Listen to Kit Lang on the Patrick Henry Society every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
I know not what cost others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Never sounded so good.
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama.
All right, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. Two full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again. You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. Sleep loudly.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
Sitting on a road.
naked. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You'll go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Holy poofy fittipelli.
Yay! Yeah.
To do it.
That is unbelievable, man.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Ruthie Fittipaldi.
That's right.
Well, y'all may not be quite so happy about this tonight if we find out that we're having a hard time keeping the internet running. I don't know how soon. I was trying to get a lot of these up while Amy was talking, so we're going to do the best we can. If we find out that we can't keep up with it, then I'll spend the weekend butchering my computer and putting it back together and making sure we're squared away for Monday. But we'll do the best we can anyway. It is Friday, of course, and it's the 17th of April. Friday night is the entertainment version of the Shooting Bench. It's Liberty Lounge, and typically the most time that we spend, the most music that we listen to ordinarily is classic country. Every now and then we throw in a little something else, but for the most part, we just want to do something to start the weekend off. We spend 6 days every week, and actually most of Friday too, seeing the number of things that are going on, the invasions of our privacy, the intrusions in our home, just being taxed to death, permitted to death, it's censored to death. Everything, we have no privacy, I mean no peace at all anymore. And anybody that is a peace-loving, liberty-loving individual, there is no walking away from this. You can't say, well, we'll just let it go and see what happens. You know, there's not very many people that can do that or even want to. And I am certainly one of them right now that has no interest in taking that attitude. So we're going to do the best we can with this here. It's going to be a little slow. It's obviously going to be a little bit rocky. So be patient with me, and we'll do the best we can. But I want to do this one story right here real quick before Amy leaves, because she's not going to believe this, and you're not either. Before we do this, let me get over here and check and see on the chat room who all's here. And I'm not going to name all of you. It takes too long. But I saw Tom G.A. in here. Don't see you very often. I know it's been tough for you to get in here. We sure appreciate you joining us tonight. Let me see what else we got. I saw Snuff Dipper get in there a while ago. And we've got most of the... Oh, Desert, our Scout is in there. Outstanding. Couple of Anonymous. And looks like the gang, Katie Brad, glad to see you in here. And pretty much the gang's all here. B2 Basic, Tampico Scout. All right. And a bunch of my regular loyal listeners, and I appreciate the heck out of each of you coming in here and sitting with me, sympathizing with me here on Friday nights. So... Here, B2 Basic said she's sorry she missed your show. She was working, so. She said she'll forgive you this time, but don't make a habit of it. It's not exactly what she said, but.
No.
Okay. Sit down. If you're holding anything sharp, I want you to put it away. I want you to, you'd probably do well to take your weapon out of the holster and lock it up in the safe. only in the interest of saving you the cost of computer repair. And sit down. This is an amazing story. Some of you may have seen this today. Stevenson College in Santa Cruz, where? Imagine my surprise to hear that this happened in California. They're apologizing for their cultural insensitivity after a group raised hell with them and complained about their cultural insensitivity. This just goes to show you right here that you can't do anything fun. You there's just no way to make a decision that's going to make everybody happy. We desperately need a cleansing in this country. They had an alien themed night, space aliens, yeah. The little green yeah. Outfits from outer space, you know. And while they were doing this, they had a Mexican food dinner with it. Now, what kind of a frickin' moron would put two and two together, or nine and seven together, and come up with three? In a letter addressed to the student body, the college said it received complaints from students and others within the university who perceived a connection between Mexican food being served at this official event and the term illegal aliens. Now, I thought this was satire. I thought it was bullpoop for a while, horse spit for a little while. But I looked it up. It's on Fox News. It's on Washington Times. It's on, you know, several other things. I couldn't believe it. They said, we would never want to make a connection between individuals of Latino heritage or undocumented students and aliens. And I'm so sorry that our college night appeared to do exactly that. You know, I'd have told them to go piss up a rope is what I'd told them. You got to be kidding. They said the unintentional mistake, they're calling it a mistake. I'd have said, look, guys. You know, I don't know where you pulled this up from, but you need to go put it back, because that's not the case. I could not even believe what I was reading. I went and looked it up several different places, all had the same story. Unintentional mistake demonstrated a cultural insensitivity on the part of the program planners. Maybe the program planners weren't that damn stupid as the rest of y'all. As a result of this incident, I will require cultural competence training for program staff in addition to implementing mechanisms for future program planning that will ensure college programs are cultural sensitive and inclusive. Ridiculous. The only reason it's ridiculous is because I can't think of a stronger word.
Well, we can, but you can't say it.
What... I don't know what to say. Once in a while, I get completely floored by something that is just so absolutely, insanely, moronically idiotic that I just have no words.
sail. This sea of a heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of.
You know, that is beyond a doubt. That is Don Williams, or Don Gibson's absolutely most amazing song. It's a shame. It was pretty popular because I remember hearing it quite a bit when I was a kid, but not as much as some of the other ones. And I don't understand why, because it was a good song. Still is. I'd still just as soon listen to that song. I can listen to that song quite a few times, over and over. Since we're going to have sound problems tonight, and I already know the sound may be okay, but I'm not able to get everything pulled around here and done what I'm supposed to do to get new songs come up. So you're going to hear quite a bit of Jim Ed Brown here while I'm trying this other stuff, like this one right here. Whoops, wait. Maybe we're even having a problem with that. Let's see here. Okay, now what brought all this on now? Well, let's try this. Huh. Well, we may... How about Gary Allen?
Drinking dark whiskey, telling white lies. One leads to another on Saturday night. Don't you cross your heart unless you hope to die. Drinking dark whiskey, telling white lies. Where the first drop burns, but the second one goes down slow. Then that old black lady hold of you. It loosens your tongue, but it never tells the truth. Drinking dark whiskey, telling white lies. One leads to another on a Saturday night. Don't you cross your heart unless you hope to die. Drinking dark whiskey. Talking, be careful what he might say. He talks in the dark like he never would in the day. Then he gets in trouble just as soon as he gets away. Drinking dark whiskey, telling white lies. One leads to another on a Saturday night. Don't you cross your heart. Drinking dark whiskey, telling white lies.
Next thing you know, you're all misunderstood.
There's little Gary Allen. We're kind of going slow here because we've got some issues going on, and it's a little tough to get everything lined up here, right? But while we're getting this one going here, remember we talked yesterday about, was it yesterday? Yesterday or the day before? About this thing going on with, what's his name that... Tim McGraw. Well, as you know, Tim McGraw has been an Obama lover since Obama started running for president, maybe even before that. I don't know. Him and that bimbo he's married to. And then he goes to play at this Sandy Hook anti-gun deal, and Billy Currington was going to play in there with him. Well, I want you to know, Billy Currington has seen the light. Billy Currington got on his Facebook page today and said, you know what? Everybody has their right to choose and do the thing they want, but I have declined to go in there with Tim and play this this concert. He said, I may donate to their cause, you know, because it's a community thing and all that, but we're not going to do the concert. And, boy, you ought to see his Facebook page. There is just... thousands of people saying, and I was one of them, got on there and told him that you've taken a step up the ladder, you've gone come a notch up in my assessment here. And Tim McGraw remains right down there at the bottom with a few of the others. Yeah.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind. Into these last 9 beers I have shed a million tears. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking until I'm petrified, and then maybe these tears will my eyes. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind. Last night I walked the floor, and the night before, you were on my lonely mind. It seems my life is through, and I'm so doggone blue. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking till I can't move a toe, and then maybe my heart won't hurt me so. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind. Lord, I've tried and I've tried, but my tears I can't hide. You are on my lonely mind. All these blues that I've found have really got me down. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking till I can't even think, 'cause in the last week
purple wings. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind.
All right, there you go, B2 Basic. I don't know why I picked that version of it. I kind of thought there was several people that done it. Brad Paisley did it. Hank Williams Jr. did it. And, you know, they do it a little faster. For some reason, I picked the right that one, and evidently it was the right one. So I'm glad I chose well there. I've got a... Well, I don't know how well Tom can hear us in there. He's having problems for some reason. So we'll just... let's see here. Let's move along here slowly and make sure we can keep things running. Let's see. All right. Let's... Oh, come now. It's thinking slowly. Too slowly. Alright, we're not going to play this game anymore. Let's just go right over here and we'll just do this for right now. Come on.
If I could see you just one time, oh, how it eased my troubled mind. If I could hold you just one time, and then pretend that you're still mine. Lips that used to thrill me so, they now thrill someone else I know. Gone is the love once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time.
Well, things are moving along. It's a little slow. We can't do it quite as seamlessly as we normally do on Friday nights, so we'll just have to cripple along here and do the best we can. Tom, I'm glad you got in there. You said you didn't have any trouble, you know, earlier. And I'll tell you, we've prided ourselves. Our listenership has come up. We've had very, very few problems. Most problems were related to individual computers and not to the servers. We have had two, maybe three major server problems since we took over the network, and it's done really well. We've been real happy with it. And Snuff Dipper, I'm glad you got Sweetie in there tonight to listen. I didn't know what your listening ability was out there. I know you have a little trouble getting signals and have to do the kind of the best you can with what you got at the same time. So, all right. Well, we're gonna struggle along here. Do a little bit of time. Do one of my favorite Johnny Russell songs here.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon.
Sunshine.
this is me.
Lord, it's been a long, long time. I know this ain't no social call. Go ahead, get it off your mind. You heard what? Well, it ain't true. I was here most all last night. I got over you the day you left. Could it be somebody like? They said what? That I was crying. I haven't shed that I spoke your name. Well, that's insane. I hardly noticed you're not here. That I showed your picture to some stranger. Don't you think I got no pride? They've been here at home, face down. Lord, I bet somebody lied. But if they were true, what would it matter to you? Would it change the way you feel? If the rumors were right, would you be here tonight? Just someone whose world was torn in two. Someone who looks a lot like me and loves someone like you. So forget the tears. I never cry. Lord, I bet somebody lied.
Tell you what, I'm pretty proud of Ricky Van Shelton. That's one of my favorites. You don't hear nothing from him anymore. But we do have a special guest tonight. One of the few times that Miss Amy will listen to my stuff here. And so I've promised her that I'd play a few of them that she likes, and this is one of them.
I've held it all inward. Lord knows I've tried. It's an awful awakening in a country boy's life. To look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on your shoulders and the age in your eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Gentleman's wife. Well, I measure people don't understand the pleasure in a hillbilly band. I got my first when I was 14. Now I'm crowd 30 and still wearing jeans. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
It square on the chin. Well, I found out fast the bully's just that. You've got to stand up to him. So I didn't cry when I got a black eye. As bad as it hurt, I just grinned. But when tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies again. Scared me to death when you took your first steps. Well, I'd fall every time you fell down. And your first day of school, I cried like a fool. And I followed your school bus to town. I didn't cry when old Yeller died, at least not in front of my friends. But when tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies again. I'm a grown man, but as strong as I am, well, sometimes it's hard to believe how one little girl with little blonde curls can totally terrify me. If you were to ask, my wife would just laugh. She'd say, I know all about men. And how tough little boys grow up to be dads. They turn into big babies again. Well, I know one day I'll give you away. And I'm gonna stand there and smile. When I get home and I'm all alone, well, I'll sit in your room for a while. Well, I didn't cry when old Yeller died, at least not in front of my friends. Bone tough little boys grow up to be dads. They turn into big babies again. When tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies
again.
Smile only lasts a while, then
crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has your life in cloud help you dry your tears? When the new wars all from your crystal chandeliers. When the new wars all from your crystal chandeliers. Thank you so much. I'm thankful.
this side of heaven.
I'd sure like to seen where his career went if he hadn't have died at a way too early. He had a lot of problems, and it's too bad because he had some absolutely magnificent songs, had a lot of good songs, and he just devil got the best of him, I reckon, and he ended his life with, if I remember right, sleeping pills and whatnot. And if I remember right, I think he was married to she's a good looking blonde. Her daddy, Morgan, what's her name? George Morgan's her daddy. George Morgan sang a song called Candy Kisses that he was real famous for. And Lori Morgan. Yeah, it was Lori Morgan that I think he was married to her for a while. And boy, I tell you what, if I'd been married to her, she'd had to make a lot of terrible, terrible mistakes before I would have ever considered killing myself. She was, in those days anyway, she was quite a prize. All right, let's move on here. Happier things. Well, this one ain't necessarily happy either. kind of funny.
Across the table over coffee just this morning, my woman caught me by surprise without a warning. She said, honey, you talked in your sleep. And then she began to weep as she said, tell me now, tell me truly, who's Julie? With a blank look on my face, I searched my mind for an answer or excuse of some kind. But the words wouldn't come and my mind was blank. Slowly my head just sank when she said, honey, you know I love you truly. But who's Julie? Oh, Julie, what's this hold you've got on me? On my mind, in my dreams, you know you shouldn't be there, Julie. I'd like to say Julie's just a friend of mine, but I know that would not satisfy your mind. You see, Julie gave me something you did not. She remembered what you forgot. And honey, I'm sorry I have to tell you so cruelly,
but now you know. And don't you ever ask me again,
who's Julie?
Girl, you tell know I'm late.
Getting home tonight.
Can supper wait? I guess I've lost my appetite. Yes, you can fix me a drink.
And anything's okay.
Oh, by the way, I met a friend of yours today. I was working on the other side of town. And coming home, I thought I'd stop and have a round. And in this bar, I heard someone speak your name. And that's how I met a friend of yours today.
Introduced myself, and you should have seen his face. Oh, what a shame. I met a friend of yours today. Please don't cry, woman, 'cause it's much too late for tears. Yes, I'm sorry too, 'cause it hurts after all these years. And ain't it sad a love like ours should end this way? And all because I met a friend of yours today.
All right, there's another mail street for you. Boy, that's Tampico Scout said a while ago. Damn, the guy in You Picked a Fine Time to Leave Me, Lucille. I felt sorry for that guy, too. I really did. But this guy here, you know, it really bothers me. If you just put yourself in their shoes for a minute, just think hard about what they're going through and what they're doing, what they're seeing and hearing, and what they're feeling. It gets kind of tough sometimes. Let's see here. I thought I had something real clever to say, but maybe not. Probably not, as a matter of fact. So we'll just move on here.
You'll keep hurting me.
still love me, and I still hope there's some chance for us yet. You've got me heart over mind, worried all the time, knowing you will always be the same. You'll keep hurting me, I know, but I just can't let you go.
Some of these songs are better for polishing belt buckles than others, but that one right there, I about wore one out in Texas with that song. All right, let's move on here. We got things to do, places to go, and people to see, and they're not cooperating very well. We have a this old boy right here. If he comes up here, sing a cheating song about as good as anybody. Vern Gosnick.
Mm-hmm. I was pouring my heart out to a stranger at the bar. We talked about what happens when a man goes too far. Then he mentioned this woman he knew across town. Oh, he said she was something to behold in a gown. She knows how to hold you like no woman can. She's pure satisfaction to a sad, lonely man. When the guilt in my conscience had packed up and gone, he gave me her number and I went to the phone. My whole world just came to
two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm, feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. Been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys.
All Well, I don't know what happened to that one, or if you can still hear me. Let me look at my recording sound levels here. That wasn't a good thing, whatever it was that just happened. So it looks like you can still hear me, and I am not going to sing. So let's just get that out on the table right now. And let me see here if I can figure out what did happen. We're experiencing technical malfunction here, technical difficulties. And doesn't seem to be getting any better. Let's see if I can't get the chat room to come up. Looks like the only thing we're doing, here we go, something's moving. That sounds like a good country song, doesn't it? Something's moving. So it looks like Waylon got cheated out of a few seconds there of his song. Let me see if we can. It's been a constant struggle tonight to try to keep this stuff going. It's been the most work I've ever had to do to keep a Liberty Lounge on the air. So let's see here. We seem to be experiencing more trouble than I know what to do with here. And now it looks like we may not even be recording. Let's see. Let's try this. Nope, that's not working either. Alright, let's try this. Nope, that's not working either. Okay. Nothing seems to be working real well. Actually, nothing seems to be working at all, except maybe my voice. I am not singing. If I could just get one of these things to move here. Let's try this one. Let's see what comes up here. Okay. Come on. Well, y'all hang in there. We're gonna give it every effort to do everything we can to keep the show on the road. But it's starting to look a little dismal. I don't know what in the world has come in here, and you guys might send a polite letter to NSA and ask them to, at least on Friday nights, leave us alone. Let us do our thing and have our fun on Friday nights, and if they want to listen in and harass us the other rest of the week, well, that'll be okay. We don't mind that. But it ticks me off that we can't do our Friday nights uninterrupted. Alright, we're going to give it a few more minutes here and see if we can get something to break loose. Let's move over here. Let's try this one, see if it does any differently. Pull it to the top of the stack here. Well, can I get to see if I can get the chat room to come up? Getting part of it, just not the chat part. So it's just a room. So I can't see who or if anybody is in there. And it looks like we may be sunk. Let's try this one more time. It takes way too long to reboot this computer. It's got too much stuff. Actually, I did just before the show tonight. Got it running about 20 minutes before showtime, and it helped. But I don't know what's going on. I may have contracted a social disease in this computer here. Let's see. Let's try this. Okay. Well, I have one more thing. Could give this a shot and see what we've got over here. Probably won't be nearly as good, but we'll give it a try anyway. Tell you what, let's do this while we're trying here. We might be able to bring this up. There you go. Let's do that while we're working on the rest of this stuff here. Won't be a total loss. Okay, in my infinite technical savvy there, I managed to get things going. So before we lose it again, let's do this right here.
was launched to sink, and I seldom feel the brain relief. It's been the worst day since yesterday. If there's one thing I have said, is that the dreams I once had now lay in bed. As the four winds blow my wits through the door, it's been the worst day since yesterday. Falling down to you, sweet ground, where the flowers they bloom, well, it's there I'll be found. Hurry back to me, my wild calling. It's been the worst
There you go, Gretel. I don't know how many times we'll be listening to that one, but I'm glad you like it anyway. So let's see. Let's change gears. Let's change countries here. Let's try this one. Here. Snuff Jeff over.
Her arms are cold, but still she holds me to that vow. What once was love is now a prison wall.
Prison wall.
And though I break away to meet you anyhow, I have to say, please remember when you call. If a woman answers, hang up the phone. Don't take a chance. Please don't ask for me. If a woman answers, hang up the phone. I love you, but darling, I'm not free. The chains that bind this heart of mine may never break, but they can't stop my heart from wanting you. I know that I should say don't call for both our sakes, but I can't, so remember when you do. If I would the phone.
take a chance, please don't ask for me. If a woman answers, hang up the phone. I love you, but darling, I'm not free. I love you, but darling, I'm not free.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lookingback, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lookingback, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. Been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four car garage, and we're still building them. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lookingback, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. The successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lookingback, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Lookingback, Texas, William Waylon and boys. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the boys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lookingback, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Nope, no kilts going to be happening here tonight, nor are there going to be any kilts happening here tomorrow night, or through the weekend, or at any point in time in the history of mankind from this point forward. Will you see a kilt on Cope Reynolds? No, ma'am. Ain't going to be happening. But if someone was interested in polishing a belt buckle, this one right here is a good one to do it to. I ain't much of a dancer, but I sure like wallering around out there with this one.
He's a high
tried to hide it by the faded denim clothes she wore. But I knew she'd never been inside a bar before. And I felt like a peasant who just had met a queen. And she knew I saw right through her tight-fitting jeans. I asked her, what's a woman like you doing here? I see you used to champagne, but I'll buy you a beer. She said, you've got me figured out, but I'm not what I seem. And for a dance, I'll tell you about these tight-fitting jeans. She said, I married money, I'm used to wearing pearls, but I've always dreamed of being just a good old boy's girl. So tonight I left those crystal candlelights to live a dream. And partner, there's a tiger in these tight-fitting jeans. We danced every dance, and Lord, the beer that we went through. I'm satisfied I did my best to make her dream come true. As she played out her fantasy before my eyes, it seemed the cowgirl came alive inside those tight-fitting jeans. In my mind, she's still a lady, that's all I'm gonna say. I knew that I'd been broken by the time we parted ways. And I know I held more woman than most eyes have ever seen. That night I knew a lady wearing tight-fitting jeans. Well, now she's back in her world, and I'm still stuck in mine. But I know I'll always remember the time a cowboy once had a millionaire's dream. And Lord, I love that lady wearing tight-fitting jeans.
Up and I'm just going down.
All right, I've had about all the fun I can stand here tonight. I've had to work too hard to keep this show going, so I'm going to sign out here with this one. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
Hey, baby, kept my soul. Come on, baby, turn around. Let me see your pretty blue eyes. Don't you know that I love you? Please don't leave me this anymore, though. Hey, baby, get my soul. Thought I was your only vato. Hey, baby, get my soul. Won't you give me
Well, now what happened? Looks like we're going to experience a total failure right at the end, and I don't get to play my going away for the weekend song. So anyway, guys, have a great weekend, and I hope everything you do is safe, and be mindful of what you do, and be good examples to those around you, and pay attention. Watch your shit. Wait! Okay, we're going to listen to it anyway. Good night.
It seems that you've changed in these past few days. Oh, when I try.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over, but the crying.
to find out what was wrong. And the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again, you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all song.